say something even richer. Go. Ask it again, but do it from a place of excitement, of joy, of feeling guided. Go, ask it. Ask it again. Make it simple and deep. Ask it and enjoy it. Go. Raise your hand if you believe you have a question now that's far superior to what you had in the past. One that empowers you. Give yourselves a hand and celebrate that inside your body. Feel it in your body. Say it again out loud three times. Every time you say it, enjoy it and feel it. Go. Again. Again. Raise your hand if you feel like you have a great question, far superior to the past. Say, I. Drop your hand. Raise your hand if you do not feel you have a question yet, a new question that's useful. If you do not think you have a useful question yet, then make one up. It's not that difficult. Just come up with any question. Don't start being trying to be perfect. One that's more empowering than the one you used to. That should be easy. Breathe it. Feel it. Now, answer this question. What are the benefits of your new empowering question? What will it provide for you today and for the rest of your life? What will it give you? Say your new primary question. Say it now. Go. Say it again. What will this new question give you? What will it make you feel? What pattern will it create for the rest of your life? Say out loud all the things it'll give you, it'll make you feel. Say it out loud. Celebrate the beauty of your new question. Celebrate your body. Feel it. Turn it up. Feel it. Feel the power of your new question in your body right now. Give thanks for it. Give thanks for it. Feel all that it'll give you. A new focus. A new richer, more powerful, more loving focus. Bring it down into your body. Feel it. Close your eyes. How does this question meet more of your six human needs? Which needs does this question meet? Say your new primary question now. Go ahead. By focusing on this question, which of your needs do you meet? Say out loud which of your needs you meet. Go. What else? What else? Excellent. Excellent. What experiences in your life, what references do you already have that support you in knowing that you really can meet the power of this question, that you really are loved, or God's love is already there, or you really are protected, or that the answers are really there? What experiences, what people, what events support you in knowing this is already true? Say out loud some of the references you have to know that this question can be met. It can be answered. How do you know? Say out loud some of the things that make you know this is the right question or you can't meet it. Say it out loud. Whatever pops in your head, say it out loud. Go. How do you know? How do you know? Say your new primary question and notice how it feels. Say it out loud three times. Go. Again, stronger. Say it with joy. Say it again with excitement. Say it with love in your heart. Say it like it's God's words spoken in your heart in a sacred way. Speak them from a sacred place. Say out loud your primary question from a place of feeling grateful that you have a new focus for your life. Say out loud the question from a place of gratitude. Go. Say it from a place of total excitement and joy, like your whole life's gonna change now. Go ahead. Say it with certainty and love. Say it with total certainty and love. Go. And now with your eyes closed, listen and hear the old questions and now the new questions of a few people. Old questions.